A smile begets charisma. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A smile begets charisma. People who smile are people who are happy inside themselves. People who smile are people who know who they are and enjoy who they are. They are wonderful people. They are people who are filled with peace and love and harmony and joy and goodness. They are people who delight in their world. Now, people who delight in their world are people who are just filled with charisma. They're just filled with a sparkle, an inner sparkle, a joyous sparkle, a sparkle that says to everybody around them, hey, life is great. Life is wonderful. Life is fantastic. I give seminars around the world to groups of people of various nationalities, to people who have problems and to people who are joyful and to people who are filled with needs for healing and who are healed, who are wonderful, whole people, who are fabulous people. All over the world, I have the opportunity to speak. And it's a joy and it's a privilege. But the greatest privilege I have is when I see an individual smiling. When I see an individual with a smile on his face, that tells me he is full of charisma. He is full of self-approval, self-delight, self-wonder, self-magic, self-enjoyment. And people who are full of self-enjoyment are just wonderful to be with. People who are full of self-enjoyment are the kind of people who make the world go round in a wonderful, delightful way. You can always tell when a person has a smile on their face, and that the smile is real, not just a put-on smile, but a real smile. And I really don't know many people who have put-on smiles. Most of the people in my world are so self-confident, so thrilled with themselves, so delighted with the being that they are. They just radiate outwardly. They radiate. They can't stop it. They wouldn't want to stop it, but they couldn't stop the radiation of joy, the charismatic feeling of magic about them. And as I talk to people like this, I say to myself, yep, they are my reflection. Woohoo! They are my reflection. Wherever I find people who are radiant and joyful and happy and filled with peace and love, they are my reflection. And this is a wonderful thing to do. Now, I don't go around telling people that I see people filled with radiance and joy and magic. I don't go around saying that, because if I go around saying that, I am forcing other people to observe my observation. And when I force other people to observe my observation, they're not going to see through my eyes what I see. And I, when I look at other people, I do not see the outer appearance. I see that too, perhaps, but I see the inner appearance. I see the inner sparkle, the inner radiance, because it is my inner radiance shining forth in them. So as I see this inner radiance in them, I feel a joy and a peace and a harmony. I feel good in myself. I don't need to prove to anybody else that I live in a world of charismatic joy. I don't need to prove to anybody else that I live in a world of absolute joy. I just show to the world by how I act myself, by how I act when I am seen by others. If I am a joyous, radiant, charismatic person, and other people look at me, will they see a joyous, radiant, charismatic person? Or will they see someone who's trying to put on a show? Will they see someone who's trying to pretend? And pretending is okay, but pretend in your quietness. Because as you pretend, you bring more to yourself. But as you pretend outwardly, openly, and pretendingly, people will sometimes get very tired of that. They'll see through your pretense, and they'll see through your wannabe. Your wannabe charismatic, your wannabe joyful, your wannabe wonderful, your wannabe fantastic, your wannabe all the things you want to be. Now, when they see that you want to be these things, they will not feel joyful with you. They will feel sad for you because you are not what you want to be. When we are radiant beings, we have a baby's gentle, loving smile that is natural to us. When we are a charismatic being, we say things from our heart which is truly lovingly, gloriously said to ourselves and others, not we trying to make others feel good, not that we're trying to make ourselves feel good, but that we look at others and we see them as something very special. We look at someone meaningfully and we say, what a lovely dress you have on today. My goodness, you have good taste. And we mean that with all our heart. And we don't say that to get a smile out of them, or we don't say that to show them our smile. No way. We say to another person, hey, I wonder if you give me a hand with this. And so they come over and give you a hand with it. But with the hand, they give you a big smile, because you're giving them a big smile. And you're smiling back and forth. And you say, boy, it is wonderful to work with you. Whenever I do anything with you, I just feel 10 feet tall. I just feel wonderful. You make me feel so good. Now, they don't make you feel good. You make yourself feel good, because you have the smile on yourself, and you are radiating that smile outwardly, and that smile is in them, and they are radiating that smile back to you, which is your smile. And they don't make you feel good. They just harmonize with who you are. If you already feel good, no one can take your feeling good away from you if it's real. If it's a real charismatic feeling good. But if you're not feeling good and you're putting on a show, then others recognize it very well. Now, I've often said pretend. I've often said act as though you are. Act as though you are and you will be. And this is an old hat, an old saying, but it's true. Act as though you are and you will be. But you have to act as though you are with sincerity. You have to act as though you are with all of your heart. You cannot act as though you are and just say, I'm pretending that I'm liking you. I pretend that I think this is a wonderful thing. I'm pretending. And that pretending soon wears off. That pretending soon is an unhappy situation. And that pretending is soon lost to all of its good intent. And when that pretending is lost to its good intent, what happens to you? What happens to you is you just don't feel right with anything at all. You just don't feel right in any manner. And the reason you don't feel right is that as you pretend that, you are wanting other people to recognize your pretending. And if you want other people to recognize your pretending, then you're just pretending more and more and more. And as you pretend more and more and more, it becomes a charade. A sad charade where people feel that they're trying to be taken, and they will shy away from that. A sincere, happy smile, a sincere, happy look on your face, a sincere, happy attitude in all that you do is something so wonderful and so special that nothing can be compared to it. When you live your life as though you think life is wonderful, everybody is wonderful, everything is wonderful, all that you're doing is wonderful, as you live your life like that, you will find that life is truly wonderful, and you are truly enjoying yourself and having the time of your life doing all the things that make your life into a marvelous experience and a charismatic expression. Nobody can do it for you, and you wouldn't want anyone to do it for you. But everyone does it with you. When you smile, the world smiles. When you frown, the world frowns. When you're unhappy, the world is unhappy. When you are happy, the world is happy. Your sincerity is shown by what you are and what your world is. We are truly charismatic beings, and a smile begets a smile. Whenever you have an honest-to-goodness happy smile on your face, whenever you have an honest-to-goodness happy attitude in your mind, then all of the world is a very, very happy place to be. You can be happy today, and you can say that you're happy today, and you can live happy today. And when you do that, you find that everything in your life is so exciting, is so wonderful, is so outstandingly beautiful, that you wonder why you don't do it all the time. You wonder why you don't smile all the time. Why you don't have your smile beget other smiles. Because they can. They beget other smiles as joyfully and easily as you could ever imagine. This is a decision that's up to each of us. It's a decision that we play on in our life. And if you would like to have your world filled with smiles, start in yourself. A smile begets a smile. Happiness begets happiness. Love begets love. And joy begets joy. Have a wonderful, smiling, happy day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.